Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo baana ba Katonda.
Praise Jesus much, children of God.
Muliyo mutya mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
How are you in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Obulamu bugamba butya.
And how is your life?
Ngenda kusaba mbulize ku muganda wo.
I'm going to request you greet of your brethren.
Era omwagalize ebiva eri Katonda.
And wish him those which come from God.
Ebirungi ebyerere.
The only good things.
Nga bwe yayogera naffe nga.
As he spoke with us saying, wali
mu Yeremiya sura ya 29,
in the Jeremiah 29, verses 10 to 12,
nti alina endowooza ennungi gye tuli,
that he has good thoughts towards us,
okutuwa enkomerero ennungi,
to give us a better end,
okusinga entandikwa yaffe,
than our beginning,
bwe tunaanyiikira ennyo okumunoonya,
if we shall diligently seek him,
tumulaba,
and we see him,
tumwekenneenya n'omutima gwaffe gwonna,
analyze him with all our hearts,
nga tuyita mu kigambo kye,
as we pass through his word. As we heard in Isaiah 34, verses
16,
and he said, we seek in the book of the Lord, as we read, none of them will lack its
mate,
for the mouth of the Lord commanded,
and
his spirit moved to gather scriptures.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So we thank God for the time again he's added us in his presence to be able to add us light of his words.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman and our Bible reader Teacher Jacob,
tubaagala nnyo mwenna.
We love you all.
Mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Omwana wa Katonda omulamu.
Son of the living God.
Tusinzira mu buweereza buno.
We base in this ministry.
Omulembe omupya.
The new generation.
Ogwina okumanya Katonda okujjudde.
Which has the full knowledge of God.
Ogwina okumanya Katonda okujjudde. Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Twagala okulabika nga tweyongerayo.
We want to move on with our fifth part, portion C, of God's plan of fighting against Satan's devices that is coming for the whole world from the year 2019 up to the year 2022. Praise Jesus much. We are still moving on with the third thing which happened. In the three mysterious things which happened in the year 2019, and they are to make changes in the whole world to the coming back of the Lord Jesus Christ and the end of the earth. Praise Jesus much. So we're still moving on to see why in the year 2019 God envisioned the worldwide evangelist, the pastor Ben Hinn, and he showed him the mighty move of the Holy Spirit, even revival
and
the restoration of all things in the heavens and earth, to align them in our understanding as they were, as they should be, as they will be, all generations.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. So we still move on to get explained.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. After we were able to understand why we needed our portion of the Holy Spirit, and we understood how it could work. Now we want to move on and understand single portion of the Holy Spirit, how it appears in its fullness. Praise Jesus much. Today it's what we're most going to look at, single portion of Holy Spirit in its fullness. How does it appear? And they are the seven spirits of God. We want to see them and the way it works.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. I say we want to look at single portion of Holy Spirit in this fullness. How does it appear? And how does it work?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. After we shall finish, then we shall see the portion, how it appears and how it works.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Always we hear the Holy Spirit. He has to lead the children of God. This final work on this planet Earth.
Revival.
In revival. The greatest and the last on the planet Earth. And it is to restore the gospel of kingdom of God and righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. As reveal all secrets of the kingdom of heaven, the Holy Spirit has to lead us. As we read most in the Psalms, 104 verse 30, that he sends his spirit, they are created, and he renews the face of the earth. Let's read there as we hear. Psalms 104 verse 30. You send forth your spirit, they are created. And you renew the face of the earth. Yes, he sends his spirit. And they are created. Even to renewing them, he sends the Holy Spirit. This time, as he leads us in this work, because it's written in the Romans chapter 8, the verses 14. That this spirit has to lead us as is joined with our spirits. According to Romans 8, verses 14, to enter the verse 16, he says like this. Romans chapter 8, verses 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Verse
15.
For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. But you have received the spirit of adoption by which we cry, Abba, Father. Verse
16.
The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. In being led by the Holy Spirit, in the single portion, it is the fullness of the Holy Spirit, which is made of the seven spirits of God. The Spirit has to be joined together with our spirits.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And that's why you see Bible says
that
the apostles were filled of the Holy Spirit. This Holy Spirit is not just going to be outside us, but he has to be together with our spirit. In the Romans 8 verse 16 he has said that the Spirit himself together with our spirits, he groans in us the Abba Father.
And
he proclaims that our Father in heaven.
But
the fullness of Holy Spirit you speak of, it was real, come long back on this planet Earth. When we prayed the prayer in the year 2019, in the month of October,
from
reaching the month of December, where God gave us a message. That the year 2020 was not going to be a joking year. Because we had requested the Holy Spirit come down and prepare the whole world. It's God's final work on the planet Earth. It's the reason why coronavirus appeared. And the whole world was put in the lockdown. And the Holy Spirit began to prepare. In this time, what we need is one.
First,
understand single portion of Holy Spirit in His fullness.
And
they are the seven spirits of God. You have to know the Spirit is going to join with your spirit. That's what we up to now. We are no more that we are welcoming Him in the world. But this time we want Him to cry with our spirits. But we told you all, in our parts we finished, that the Holy Spirit has ever appeared in His fullness in the apostles.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But the double portion, we saw it on only Prophet Elisha.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. When you read in the Kings, in the Second Kings, chapter 2, the verse
9,
you see Prophet Elisha asked the portion of the Holy Spirit. But at the end, we saw he wasn't able to use it well. Let's read, we hear. Second Kings chapter 2 verses 9.
Awolwatuka bwe bamala okusomoka. Eliya n'agamba Elisa nti saba kye nakukolera nga sinnaba kujjibwako.
And it came to pass when they were gone over that Elijah said to Elisha, ask what I shall do for you before I be taken away from you.
Elisa n'ayogera nti nkwegayiridde.
And Elisha said, I pray you, let a double portion of your spirit be upon me.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much.
What will not be Elisa?
Thus, Prophet Elisha, when was told Prophet Elijah to ask what he will do for him before he's lifted, taken to heaven, he told him, I want a double portion of the Spirit who is upon you.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
He
did not tell him, I want the Spirit upon you in the fullness. But I want it when it's filled up and doubled.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The fullness of the Holy Spirit in the single portion appeared in the Acts chapter 2 verses 3 up to 4. Apostles were filled of the Spirit. What we call single portion of the Holy Spirit in His fullness. They are the seven spirits of God which appear within tongues of fire. Let's read, we hear.
Ebikolwa by'abatume esula eyokubiri n'olunyiriri olwokusatu.
Acts chapter 2 and the verse 3.
Nekulabika ku bo ennimi ng'ez'omuliro nga zeyawuddemu.
And there appeared unto them separated tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them.
Olunyiriri olwokuna.
Verse 4.
Bonna ne bajjula omwoyo omutukuvu ne batanula okwogera ennimi endala ng'omwoyo bwe yabawa.
And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. In the Acts chapter 2, verses 3 unto 4, he
says,
upon them all came tongues like of fire, and they were filled of the Holy Spirit, and they began to speak tongues of other nations, as the Spirit gave each of them. Tongues which were spoken, they are not what show that is fullness of Holy Spirit. Because tongues are a gift given by the Spirit. But we want to look at the fullness of the Holy Spirit. How does it appear? Because He has told us, Acts chapter 2 verse 3, that upon them came tongues like of fire, and they got filled of the Holy Spirit. We have to know the fullness of the Holy Spirit in the single portion. How does it appear? How many liters do they be? To understand that now He's filled up.
If it's a
jerrycan, you've poured water in it.
Oba mafuta,
or petrol.
Oba butu,
or oil.
Otege iranga chijude nga chikubieko.
You understand when it's filled, when it's to capacity. Yes.
Kakati omoyo mtu kuvotege roti anti omujude.
Now the Holy Spirit, how do you understand you're filled of Him? Because tongues, they are not what show you feel of the Holy Spirit. Tongues of the nations that they spoke. Because in the 1 Corinthians chapter 14, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, tongues, it's a gift given by the Spirit. And one he gives him, another he does not give.
He
speaks in the 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 29. And he says like this.
1
Corinthians chapter 12, verse 29.
Bonaba tume.
Are all apostles?
Bonaba nabi.
Are all prophets?
Bonaba yigiriza.
Are all teachers?
Bonaba kolebya magero.
Are all workers of miracles?
Bonya makumi asatu.
Verse 30.
Bonaba lina ebirabe ebyokuwonyanga.
Are all the gifts of healing?
Bonaba ogere nnimi.
Do all speak with tongues?
Bonaba vunula.
Do all interpret?
Asatu mulumu.
Verse 31.
Naye mwegombenga ebirabe ebisinga obukulu.
But covet honestly the best gifts.
Era mbalage kubo erisinga ennyo obulungi.
And yet I show unto you a more excellent way.
Bonna siba tubolina kwogera nnimi.
All should not speak tongues.
Kubanga ffenali tubeera abatume.
For we are not all apostles.
Kati ennimi kirabe ekigabibwa omwoyo omutukuvu.
Is a gift given by the Holy Spirit.
Kubanga omulala omwoyo amuwa okwogera ennimi.
For one the Spirit gave him speak tongues.
Omulala okuzivuunula.
Another to interpret them.
Not wasting nga tebazoogedde.
Only you find they have not spoken
kuba
them.
Omwoyo nga bwe yabawa.
Just as the Spirit gave them.
Naye omwoyo ono yaba yenkana
atya? But this Spirit, how does it come to appear?
Omwoyo waba kuwadde nnimi.
If the Spirit has given you tongues,
sizo zitegeeza nti ojjudde omwoyo mutukuvu.
Are not what been your fill of the Holy Spirit.
Kubanga ekyo kirabo.
For that is a gift.
Naye obuju bw'omwoyo mutukuvu obulabikira mu nnimi ez'omuliro.
But the fullness of Holy Spirit appear in tongues of fire.
Bwo bubeera butya?
How does it appear? Revelations the chapter 4 verse 5 and it shows you the seven tongues of fire which show fullness of Holy Spirit who appears in the tongues of fire, the seven spirits of God. Let's read we here. Revelations chapter 4, verses
5.
And out of the throne proceeded lightning, thunderings, and voices. And the seven lamps of fire, and the seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. Yes. The Holy Spirit in His fullness. Spoken of in the Acts chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. He appears in the tongues of fire. He showed most in Revelations 4 verse 5.
There's
the seven lamps of fire. As they shine before the throne of God. And they are the seven spirits of God. What you have to remember that this was sent from heaven who is in the fullness. Yes. When you go back to the Acts chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, let's read we hear. Acts chapter 2 from verse 1. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Verse
2.
And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing of a mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. Verses 3. And there appeared unto them separated tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. Yes. Now to say there was a rushing of wind in the heavens. A great shake happened there. And entered in the place where they had gathered. All upon them came tongues like of fire.
But
if you connect those tongues, those came from heaven, the ones of fire, they have to be seven. According to Revelation 4 verse 5 that we've just read, which are said like this. Revelation chapter 4 verses 5.
Ne kuntebe ngakuvako kumyansa na malobozi nokubwatuka.
Out of the throne proceeded lightning, thunderings and voices.
Ne tabazo musanvu ezo muliro ngazaka maso gentebe. Jemye yo musanvu ejja katonda.
And there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. Now, the Holy Spirit in his fullness,
he
filled the apostles and appears in the tongues of fire. According to Revelation 4 verse 5,
he
shows that they are seven lamps of fire as they burn before the throne of God. They are seven spirits of God. But we remember Revelation 5 verse
6,
still they are one sent in the whole world, that these seven spirits, they are the seven eyes of God, those sent in the whole earth. And it means that the spirit was sent to come. His fullness, it's made of seven tongues of fire. They are the seven spirits of God. You first connect me, Revelation chapter 5 verse 6. See the spirit sent come in the world, how he appears. Comes from heaven before the throne of God. Let's read, we hear. Revelation chapter 5 in the verse
6.
And I beheld, lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four living creatures, and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb of God, it had been slain.
Ngalina mayembe musanvu, namaso musanvu.
Having seven horns and the seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God, sent forth in the whole earth. You hear? The spirit was sent in the Acts chapter 2 to come from heaven to the world. Revelation chapter 4 the verse 5 is explained here. He appears in seven tongues of fire, and they are the seven spirits of God. Revelation chapter 5 the verse 6, they say those are the seven eyes of God, the seven spirits of God, those sent in the whole earth. He is the one who sent. That is the one whom we double. Sure. Double something, we don't understand its fullness. How can you understand that now it's double two times, when you don't know its fullness is to this quantity?
Yes,
praise Jesus. Once you understand these issues, you cannot ask the portion of Holy Spirit, when even single portion you don't know how it appears. You must know single portion in the fullness how it appears. And you say, now let it be doubled for me. And when they double it for you, you know how it has to be.
Because you
know how single portion is.
Kati omoyo oyo mukama waffe Yesu gwe yayogerangako.
Now that spirit whom the Lord Jesus always spoke of.
Nti bwe sigenda mu ggulu eri kitange.
That if I don't go to heaven to my father.
Tajja tumibwa eno ku nsi.
He will not be sent on the world.
Ewe nagenda ajja kutumibwa
je. When I will go, he will be sent to come.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Echo kyayogerako ennyo mu Yokaane suri ye 14.
That's what it speaks most in the John chapter 14.
Olunyi olwe 15.
In the verses 15.
Bakumi na musanvu nga agamba bwati.
Up to 17 saying like this.
Yokaane suri ye 14 n'olunyiriri olwe 15.
John chapter 14 from verse 15.
Obanga munjagala munakwatanga ebiragiro byange.
If you love me, keep my commandments.
Olunyi olwe 16.
Verse 16.
Nange ndisaba kitange. Naye alibawo omubeezi omulala abeerenga nammwe emirembe n'emirembe.
And I will pray the Father, and he will shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever.
Omwoyo w'amazima. Olunyole 17.
Verse 17.
Omwoyo w'amazima. Ensi gweteyinza kukkiriza.
Even the spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive.
Kubanga temulaba.
Because it sees him not.
So temumanyi.
Neither knows him.
Mumumanyi. Kubanga abera je muri era nabanga mumwe.
But you know him, for he dwelleth with you and he shall be in you. Yes.
Ndi oyes yomoyo mutukuvu kama afisugu yasubiza.
That is the Holy Spirit whom the Lord Jesus promised.
Mubujuvu
in his fullness.
Alabikira munimi ezomuliro musanvu.
Appears in seven tongues of fire.
Yimiyo musanvu ejakatona.
At the seven spirits of God.
Okumusubiza yagamba nti agenda kujja munsi.
He promised, he said he will come in the world.
Abereje tuli.
He will dwell with us.
Era abereje mu.
And he will be even in us.
Kati wabera munsi.
Now if he is in the world,
asigara akole emirimu jonna ejo kutonda.
He remains doing all works of creation.
Okutonda kwonna.
All creating.
Naye bwaba wakuza bujja.
If he is to renew,
atera okukwatagana n'abaweereza ba Katonda ku nsi ng'asinzira mu ffe.
He usually connects with ministers of God in the world basing within us.
Nga leero.
As today.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Kati.
Now,
if you want to
know that Holy Spirit who appears in tongues of
fire, upon
which sign can you understand and you calculate, count him well?
There
is a first sign,
which is in
the Matthew chapter
3,
verses 16 unto
17.
The sign of the dove,
and
the dove is lighting.
It's
two lightens in those tongues of
fire.
Let's read we here.
Matthew
chapter 3, verses 16.
Awo Yesu bwe yamala okubatizibwa.
And Jesus, when he was baptized,
amangwago nava mu mazzi,
went up immediately out of the water.
Laba. Eggulu limubikkukira.
And lo, heavens were opened unto him.
Nalaba omwoyo gwa Katonda ngakkanga ejjiba.
And he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting upon him. Yes. The first sign.
Matthew 3
verses 16 explains it well.
That
Jesus, after he was baptized, heavens were opened up. The Spirit cometh from heaven. Sign of the dove lighting. You know why he was in the sign of the dove? When he's in the sign of the dove, he has not measure. He has come when he's not measured. For Christ, when he came from the Lord, he was given the Spirit without measure. He has given him in the unlimited power. In the unlimited wisdom.
In
wisdom without any portion. Let's
put
it here in the John you see. When the Holy Spirit appears in the sign of the dove, there he has not measure.
He comes
without single portion, neither double portion. Neither triple portion. Not measured, but in the fullness just as God is.
John chapter 3,
verses
34.
For he whom God has sent speaks the words of God.
tamugerera.
For God gives not the spirit by measure unto him. Sure. You see the Holy Spirit in the sign of the dove, in the Matthew chapter 3 verse 16, as he lightens, there he is not measured. He has not measured then. But he is unlimited. As Revelation 19 says, in the verse 6, that God omnipotent, there he has appeared without measure, for God is the Spirit. That's why he has said in the John chapter 3, verse 34, he gave Christ the Spirit, he never measured him for him. But remember, you can't speak that the Spirit of the Lord is limited. You cannot speak of it.
Single portion.
No, it gives you single portion.
Double portion.
Double portion.
Triple portion.
Triple portion.
As all of Kuana.
He can give you to extreme of it.
Kubanga, you get a remake mega.
Will it be spoken the Spirit of God is limited? Don't dare speak that again. You read, we say. Micah chapter 2, in the verse 7.
Kiriyogerwa gwe nyumba ya Yakobo nti omoyo gwa Mukama gufunze.
O you that are named the house of Jacob, is the Spirit of the Lord limited?
Bino bye bikolwa bye.
Are these his doings? Sure.
Kiriyogerwa ku moyo gwa Mukama gufunze.
He spoken of the Spirit of the Lord is limited.
Ndiguweddeyo.
That he, as you have consumed him all, notes.
Yes, sir.
Just measures for us what we shall use in this small works. But not this pocket that he is limited, ended.
Neda.
Not. Now that sign of the dove shows the Spirit of the Lord who is unlimited. But still we have the sign of the lampstand. And it reveals you the first portion of the fullness of Holy Spirit. The seven spirits of God. According to book of Exodus.
Now let's
first read Revelation chapter 4, verse 5. Then we go to Exodus, and you connect them well. Revelation chapter 4, verses
5.
And out of the throne proceeded lightning, thunderings, and voices.
Netabazo musanvu ez'omuliro ngazaka maso gentebe jemyo yo musanvu ejja Katonda.
And there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God.
Omanyi araba etabaza musanvu ez'omuliro.
You know he saw seven lamps of fire
ngazaka mu maso gentebe ya Katonda.
And they shine before the throne of God.
Nagamba ejo no jemyo musanvu ejja Katonda.
And he said those are the seven spirits of God.
Ejikolo obujuvu omoyo omutukufu.
Which make up fullness of the Holy Spirit.
Naye ate munange kisinga okwewunyisa.
But what surprises most?
Omutume Yokana kiyalaba.
Apostle John, what he saw.
Ate nabbi Musa ali yalaba dda n'ekikula bwe kibeera.
Prophet Moses had already seen long back, even its appearance, how it looks like.
Akabonero kabeera katya.
The sign, how does it look like? In the Exodus 25, verses 37, he was told like this. Exodus chapter 25, verse 37. And you shall make it seven lamps. And they shall light its lamps, that they may give light in the front of it. Verse
38.
Praise Jesus.
Man.
He told him you will make it seven lamps.
Yes.
On the seven lampstands. Sure. On the seven lampstands. He showed It's various signs just as Apostle John saw. No, Apostle John, Revelation 4 verse 5. He saw seven lamps of fire as they burn before the throne of God. God explained that the seven spirits of God. Yet Prophet Moses in the Exodus 25 verses 37, they had shown him how they appear in the lampstands, in the sign of the lampstands. Exodus 25:37, that
we read,
you shall make seven lamps of fire on the seven lampstands. Remember, Prophet Moses saw things of heaven.
And
he brought their images on the world. Prophet Moses, he saw copies of things in heaven. He brought the images on the world. According to the book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 8, verses 5, and it says like this. Hebrews chapter 8 verses 5.
Abaweereza ebyekifaananyi n'ekisiikirize eky'ebyo eby'omuggulu. Nga Musa bwe yabuulirwa Katonda, bwe yali ng'agenda okukola eweema. Kubanga ayogera nti tolemenga kukola byonna ng'ekyokulabirako bwe kiri kye walagirwa ku lusozi.
Who serve unto the example and shadow of heavenly things. As Moses was admonished God when he was about to make the tabernacle. For see, says he, that you make all things according to the pattern shown you in the mountain. Yes.
Nabi Musa.
Prophet Moses.
Exodus
25:37.
He
told him, lighten seven lamps. On the seven lampstands. And he had seen the copies in heavens. According to Hebrews, chapter 8, the verse 5.
They
served shadows of things in heaven. As Prophet Moses was shown on the mountain, and they showed him, do just as you've seen the things you saw in heaven. Now this time the vision, he was given evangelist Benihin, a mighty move of the Holy Spirit, revival and restoration of all things, double portion of the Holy Spirit.
Single portion.
The single portion. It is shown in the sign of the lampstand. Which has seven lamps. Seven lampstands of fire. They are the seven spirits of God.
Those
in the all earth in revival. But this time they have been doubled. If you find any person and he has that sign of the lampstands. The lampstand. And it has eight lampstands. Eight bowls. Eight lampstands or nine
oba kumi,
or ten
oba kumi na bili,
or twelve.
Manya ako kabonero kama sitani.
You know that is a sign of the devil,
omoyo mubi,
the evil spirit.
Kubanga nabi Musa alagiwa ya muguru.
Prophet Moses was shown things of heaven
when he
was on the mountain. He saw the rightful sign of the Holy Spirit in his fullness. The seven spirits of God, which appear in the seven tongues of fire. That is why you say, in Exodus 26, verse 30, God told Prophet Moses like this. Exodus chapter 26, from verse 30. Exodus chapter 26 from verse
30.
And you shall raise up the tabernacle according to the pattern of which was shown you on the mountain. He was told, all those you are going to make,
weema n'ebyenkugambye oteekamu omuli ekikondo
ky'ettabaazi
bikole nga bw'olagiddwa ku
lusozi
nejjukira baatugambyeko mu bebulaniya
essuula
ey'omunaana onyola
okutaano
yalaba bya mu ggulu
sibyali
byakufojinga nti katonda alabika alina amugamba
by'alowooza
bwabula katonda yamugambira ddala ebintu ebiri mu ggulu
buteregi
okuleeta ebifaananyi byabyo ku
nsi
kakati gwe bwe tukusiŋŋaana mbunnooleesa akabonero k'omwoyo omutukuvu mu
bujjuvu
akettabaaza musanvu ez'omuliro ku bikondo musanvu
ebyettabaaza
nga gwe oleeseemu
akalino
ebikondo munaana
kumi
kumi na bibiri tutegeeramu yemmwe abatambuza omwoyo omubi
omwoyo
gwa
Setaani
oguyitibwa omuzimu omutukuvu
mu nsi
kubanga nabbi Musa bwe yalagibwa akabonero bw'alina okukola akabonero mu kuva essuula
25:1-32
okuva essuula ya 25 n'olunyiriri olw'31 era olikola ekikondo n'ettabaaza ennungi ekikondo kiriweesebwa entobo yaakyo n'omukonda gwakyo ebikompe byakyo n'emitwe gyakyo n'ebimuli byakyo biribeera bya zaabu emu nakyo
Its bowls, its knobs, and its flowers shall be of the same one piece.
Verse 32.
And the six branches shall come out of the sides of it. Three branches of the lamp stand out of one side. And three branches of the lamp stand out of the other side. Yes.
Kakati ekikondo ky'ettabaazi kisooka.
The lampstand the first.
Ekiraga omwoyo wa Mukama.
Which show the spirit of the Lord.
Omukono ogwaddyo kivaako amatabi asatu.
On the right hand it cometh out three branches.
Ku mukono ogwa kkono.
On the left hand.
Nako ne kuvaayo asatu.
Out of there cometh three.
Bw'ogagatta ofuna tofuna musanvu.
Join the total you get seven.
Kati alaga ekikondo ky'omunaana ali ku ki?
Now the one showing the lampstand of eight, what is he up to?
N'alaga eky'omwenda oba akijja wa?
Shows the one of nine, I wonder where he gets it from. Abalala
kumi na bbiri.
Others 12.
Bano omanyi Sitaani yeefuula nnyo malayika w'omusa.
You know Satan always masquerades as angel of light.
Mu kukopeera kopeera naye tabikola mu butuukirivu.
In coping but he never does things in righteousness.
Mu kino ne tukugambye.
In this we've not saw it.
Ndi mukoleeza ekikondo ky'ettabaaza mu makuŋŋaaniro.
That lighten a lampstand physically in the synagogue.
Kubanga ono omwoyo mu bujjuvu bwe yajja mu batume.
For this spirit in his fullness he came in the apostles.
Nedabo portion yajja mu nabbi.
Even double portion came into a prophet.
Si mu kikondo ky'ettabaaza.
Not on the lampstand physically.
Ekikondo ky'ettabaaza kaba kabonero ku nsi akatunnyonnyola bw'abeera.
That is the sign on the world to explain us how he appears. Sure.
Si kukoleeza wali mbu tukoleezezza.
To lighten physically there that we've lightened.
Buno olwo tukoleezezza emyoyo musanvu biki ebyo.
Lighten the seven spirits, what is that?
Bw'ajja mu ffe akoleezebwa.
Comes in us, he is lit up.
Ne tufuuka ettabaaza z'ensi.
And we become lamps of the world.
Ne tugambibwa mu Matayo essuula ey'okutaano.
We told in the Matthew 5.
Okunsomere wa Matayo.
You first read for me.
Matayo essuula ey'okutaano. Matayo essuula ey'okutaano n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'essatu.
Matthew chapter 5 verses 13.
Matayo sura ya 5 n'olunyiriri olw'13.
Matthew chapter 5 verse 13.
Mwe muli munnyo gwansi.
You are salt of the earth.
Naye omunnyo bwe guggwaamu ensa balirungamu munnyo nabaki.
But if salt has lost its savor, how shall it be salted?
Tegukyasaana nate.
It's thereafter good for nothing.
Wabula okusuulibwa ebweru.
But to be cast out.
Abantu okugulinyirira.
And to be trodden under foot of men.
Olinyo lw'ekkumi n'ennya.
Owulidde.
Have you heard?
Tuli ttabaaza zaaki?
We are the lamps of the world.
Kuddemu.
You first repeat.
Matayo essuula ey'okutaano n'olunyiriri olw'ekkumi n'essatu.
Matthew 5 verses 13.
Mwe muli munnyo gwa nsi. Naye omunnyo bwe guggwaamu ensa. You are
the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost its taste, how shall it be salted? It is good for nothing. But to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. Verse 14. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Verse 15. Neither did men light a lamp and put it under a basket. But on a lampstand, and it gives light unto all that are in the house. Mm-hmm. Verse
16.
Let your light so shine before men that they may see the good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. You know when you read the Matthew 5 verse 14 to 16,
and
he said, you are the light of this world. If a lamp is lit, it's not put on the basket, but on its lampstands. It's us who become new lampstands.
And
they say you light into the world. It sees the good works you do. In that light, in the fullness of the Holy Spirit,
portion,
in the single portion, and the double portion,
we
are going to lighten every light, that of wisdom, understanding, the counsel of God, the power of God, the knowledge of God, the fear of God to hate evil, in the Spirit of the Lord. And in that time, nothing remains when it's covered. And suppose when you see that you have gotten of the single portion,
and
even double portion you're heading to it, when you've begun reveal all secrets which you are hid long back. For it speaks in Luke 8. Verse 16 to 17. And it says like this. Luke chapter 8, the verse
16.
No man, when he has lightened a lamp, covers it with a vessel. Or puts it under a bed. But he sets it on the lampstand that they who enter in may see the light. Verse
17.
For nothing is sacred that shall not be manifest. Neither anything hid that shall not be known. And it comes to light. When they lighten the lamp, you know, in the Acts chapter 2, the verse
3,
apostles were lit with the tongues of fire. But he entered in them. For when they moved out next to walk around, they didn't walk with tongues of fire in the village and the cities. Praise Jesus
Christ.
So Luke 8 verse
16.
He said, when they lighten the lamp, the sign of the lampstand showed us how he appears. But the Spirit has to come within us and we are lit up. And we appear lamps. And upon which you see that you've been lit to enlighten the nations, which was not known that you cannot brought it out in light. Nothing which was hid that you cannot reveal,
it's
brought that in that light of the word of God. Yes. The other light of spirit filled in you brings out to enlighten all things passing through the word. Told you long in the Psalms
119,
verse 105. The word of God is what? Let's read, we see.
Zaburi ya sura ya 119 na olunyiriri olw'15.
Psalms 119 verses 105.
Ekigambo kyo yetabaze eri ebigere byange.
Your word is a lamp unto my feet.
N'omusana eri ekkubo lyange.
And a light unto my path. Yes.
Bwajuzibwa portion yesooka.
Your fill of the first portion.
Eyomwoyo omutukuvu.
The Holy Spirit.
Jemiyo musambu eja katuna.
They are the seven spirits of God.
Ejina bikira mutabaza musambu ezomuliro.
Which appears in the seven lamps of fire.
Ubo ogenda kumulisa.
Then you're going to lighten.
Buli kintu kyonna okimanyise.
Everything you make it known.
Okibikule.
You will reveal it.
Kiletebwe musana gwe kigambo.
It will be brought in the light of the words.
Ngaza buli 10:19.
Psalms 19:105 has said. And if you enter the portion, it says, everything hidden, everything which wasn't known, then you're going to search for all. You know why that authority is possible?
But
they were revealed us by the Spirit of God.
It,
all the deep things unknown is going to touch them.
Abigategate mubajuziddwa.
Join them for you,
Father.
The spirits.
Abi gwe. Siya katonda tegera. Nsomira abakolise tulabe.
Three the Corinthians we see.
Abakolise kisoka esule iyo kubiri no runyiriri olwe 10.
First Corinthians chapter 2 verses 10.
Na yefe katonda yabitumi bikulira kubwomwoyo. Kubanga omwoyo anonya byonna.
But God has revealed them unto us by His Spirit. But the Spirit searches all things, hear the deep things of God. Yes. After the Spirit is filled in you,
as
fullness of seven spirits of God,
those
sent in the whole earth, which appear in the seven lamps of fire,
I've
told you He searches. Look at the Bible like this.
No gata gata.
You join
Musana
up all.
No
in the light you enlighten the world.
No go na gata
it reveal all powers you have never been appeared in the world.
Those
never entered in people's hearts. Those eyes have never seen.
The
ears have never heard them.
And
it comes to pass that in Ephesians chapter 5
in
the verse 14 to 14 and he says like this. Ephesians chapter 5 verses
13.
But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever was manifest is the light. Verses 14. Therefore he says, awake you that sleep. And arise from the dead, and Christ shall give you light. Everything manifests. Light manifests it. For everything reveals. It's the other light which is in you of the seven spirits.
Pass
through the word, but the
spirit,
the one manifesting out the spirit of wisdom, they hear you and they wonder.
The
wisdom has spoken by is not of this world. He has spoken like the one with authority.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus much. Arise you all who has been sleeping.
Been sleeping
having not even a portion of the Holy Spirit in His fullness. The seven spirits of God. Those sent in the all
art.
Which appear in the sign of the seven lampstands. Their names, they are these ones down here. You can say, how will I get to know the first? Even the name you'll be knowing them.
Don't
seek for what you do not understand. And do not welcome for what you don't understand. Because we are going to move with the Holy Spirit. In the mighty move of the Holy Spirit. Even revival and restoration of all things. As the prophecy was given, evangelist Benny Hinn. That we move in the year 2022. A revival will spread the whole world basic in Uganda. But if you welcome the Spirit, in the single portion you have to know the first one. And you have to know their name. I don't want you welcome what you don't understand. And I don't want you work with what you don't know. For two do not move together except they have agreed. You know Amos 3:3 how it tells you. You cannot move with the Holy Spirit except you have agreed with him. The other you cannot get him except you know him. According those in the John 14 verse 17. That you see him for you know him. You don't know him, you cannot see him. And you cannot get him. Now you need to know the Spirit in his fullness. In the single portion. And there are the seven spirits of God. Which appear in the seven lamps of fire. Also on the seven lampstands. As a sign. What are their names? Isaiah chapter 11 verses 2. And they give you their name. Let's read one by one. Isaiah chapter 11 and the verse 2. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. Yes, the Spirit of the Lord is the one in the middle within the lampstand. Now we are going on the right hand of the lampstand where there are three branches. The first name, Isaiah chapter 11, verses 2. The spirit of wisdom and understanding. Yes. The lampstand, the middle one is the Spirit of the Lord. On the right hand, the three branches there. The first branch is the Spirit of wisdom. The second branch is the Spirit of understanding. Then the third branch is the Spirit of counsel. As we hear down there, Isaiah 11, verse 2. Isaiah chapter 11, verses 2. The spirit of counsel and mighty. The spirit of knowledge and of the fear of God. Yes. We have told you
in
the lampstand within the middle is the Spirit of the Lord. On the right hand there are three branches where there is the Spirit of wisdom, of understanding, and of counsel. When we go to the left hand there are three branches. The last branch is the Spirit of Mighty. That which follows the Spirit of Knowledge. That follows Spirit of Knowledge. What follows the Spirit of God? It's what shows Spirit of Fear of the Lord. Those are the names of the Holy Spirit in His fullness. The seven spirits of God. Which appear in the seven lamps of fire on the lampstand. There is the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of wisdom, the Spirit of understanding, the Spirit of counsel, the Spirit of mighty, the Spirit of knowledge, and the Spirit of the fear of the Lord. According to Isaiah chapter 11 and the verse 2, we shall come back in the next part to see the double portion. the seven spirits of God in their working. God bless you. Thank you for listening, putting in action,
and
to spreading it far all over the world.
Amen.
Amen.